it's fruitless. I mean, if I was in a situation like that and my cell phone was all smashed up and I was pinned or something, oh, yeah, I'd be grabbing my GMRS and screaming into the mic like Alex says, go through the channels and keep trying. You never know. Somebody might hear you. It's better than just saying, oh, screw it, I'm not going to try the GMRS because ain't nobody going to hear me. You're going to be grabbing that mic and yelling for help left and right. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not saying it's fruitless. I'm just saying, you know, just some things come into play that would have to be in play in order for you to successfully call out for help there, Roger.
Yeah, no, copy that, 100%. I'm just kind of in the mindset that a lot of the people that I have phone numbers to, I don't really have a lot of people that I contact consistently over phone, but I do know that there's a plethora of fine gentlemen, especially in the GMRS region that is reachable by this repeater that are normally reading. So, I mean, even if one of them is to be able to copy my transmission to, you know, emergency services, it's probably going to be a lot faster than most of the people that I have cell phone numbers too, outside of my work contacts, of course.